Stone Soup, retold as a play by Claire Hogg, illustrated by Rogelio Bonilla. Genre: drama, fairy tale drama, is a story written to be acted out for others. A fairy tale usually takes place long ago and far away and has fantastic characters. Next, you will read about a hungry traveler who stumbles upon a village looking for food. Question of the week: why is it a good idea to work together? Narrator: once upon a time, a traveler was walking in the countryside. He had been walking for many days. He was hungry and tired. Suddenly, he saw a beautiful village in the distance. Traveler: I hope the people in that nice village will be pleasant and will give me some food and something to drink. If I'm lucky, they will even offer me a bed for the night. Narrator: now, the people in the village weren't friendly to strangers. In fact, they weren't friendly to each other. When they saw the traveler coming down the road, they were scared and hurried off into their homes to hide all their food. Villager 1: oh no! A traveler is coming! He's probably hungry and thirsty! We don't have any food to give him! Quick, let's hide these vegetables under the bed! Villager 2: I'm going to put this milk and cheese that I bought yesterday in the pantry and lock the door! Narrator: even the village butcher and the village baker hid their meat and bread and put up closed signs on the doors. Narrator: when the traveler arrived in the village, there was nobody and no food to be seen. He knocked on the door of the first house, and an unfriendly woman answered. Villager 3: what do you want? Traveler: good afternoon. I'm on a long journey, and I'm very weak and hungry. Could you give me some food? Villager 3: there's no food here. I have 5 children to feed, and my kitchen is empty. I can't help you. Narrator: the traveler went to the next house and knocked. A farmer lived there. Traveler: hello, I come from a village far away, and I haven't eaten anything for 2 days. Do you have any food to spare? Farmer: the harvest was bad this year, and everyone here is hungry. You won't find any food in this village. Narrator: the traveler tried every house in the village, but the answer was always the same. Nobody had any food, not even a piece of bread. Traveler: this village is not very pleasant after all. Now, what can I do to get some food? Nobody here wants to help me. Narrator: the traveler saw a sign for the village square and decided to go there. Then, suddenly, he had a good idea. Narrator: the traveler stood in the middle of the square and announced to the villagers. Traveler: I'm a stranger here. I'm hungry and tired. I've visited every house in this village asking for some food, and you don't have any. So I shall have to make my favorite recipe, stone soup. Villager 4: stone soup? I've never heard of that. Villager 5: me neither. This will be interesting. Villager 6: this man is crazy! Traveler: stone soup is very simple to make. All I need from you is a big pot, the largest one you have, enough water to fill it, and some wood for a fire to heat it. Some villagers: that's easy. We'll bring those things to you straight away. Traveler: perfect. Thank you. Narrator: once the pot of water was boiling on the fire, the traveler got a little cloth bag from his pocket and took out a round, gray stone. Traveler: Now, all I need to do is drop this stone in and hey, presto! Stone soup. Villager 7. This man is crazy. He thinks he can make soup with a stone? Narrator. The traveler whistled merrily as he stirred the soup. There was a large crowd of villagers now, and they watched, amazed. 5 minutes passed, and the traveler tried the soup. Villager 8. How does it taste? Traveler. Yummy! It's good, but with some potatoes, it would taste even better. Woman Villager 9. I think I have a few potatoes at home. I'll go and get them. Narrator. The woman hurried off and came back with her apron full of potatoes from a box hidden under her bed. The traveler added them to the pot. Then he stirred the soup again, whistling. Narrator. The traveler tasted the soup again. Traveler. Mmm, what a fine stone soup. Of course, if it had some carrots, it would taste simply delicious. Two child villagers.
Our mother bought some carrots at the market yesterday. We'll bring them to you straight away.
Narrator. The children ran home and quickly came back with two big bunches of carrots. Traveler.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Let's put them in the pot.
Narrator.
The traveler was very excited now.
Traveler.
Actually, the best stone soup has fresh green cabbage in it.
But I imagine that's impossible here.
Narrator. Immediately, a man appeared carrying not one, but three big cabbages. Man Villager 10.
Here you go!
Traveler.
Perfect!
Narrator. The traveler continued stirring and tasting the soup. Traveler.
Mmm, that's better now.
It's delicious. But if it had some meat, it would be good enough for a king.
Butcher.
I think I can find some meat. Wait a moment.
Narrator. The butcher hurried to open his shop and fetch his best beef to add to the soup. Narrator. The stone soup smelled more and more delicious, and the crowd felt hungrier and hungrier. Maybe stone soup wasn't such a crazy idea after all. The villagers thought about all the food they had hidden away in their homes and ran to fetch it. Villager 11.
Here, take these onions.
Villager 12.
Shall I add these green beans?
Villager 13.
How about this salt and pepper to give the soup more flavor?
Narrator. The villagers offered all kinds of ingredients so the soup would taste even better. Narrator.
At last, the soup was ready.
Traveler.
This is probably the best stone soup I have ever tasted. You're hungry, so I'll share it with you all. But first, we shall need somewhere to eat it.
Narrator. The villagers brought tables, chairs, bowls, and spoons from their houses. Baker.
Such a delicious soup needs bread, too. I'll bring some.
Narrator. All the men, women, and children in the village ate a big bowl of stone soup. Villager 14.
This soup is amazing. And it was made using a stone. Now that's what I call magic.
Narrator. They ate and ate and ate. Then they played music and danced and sang until late. Villager 15.
I'm so full and happy.
Villager 16.
I can't remember the last time we had so much fun here.
Narrator.
The next morning, the villagers gathered to say goodbye to the traveler. Village Elder:
The people are happy, and they aren't hungry anymore. I would like to buy your magic stone. How much money do you want for it?
Traveler: I'm sorry, but I will never sell it. I will probably need to make stone soup again someday. Narrator: And with that, the traveler left the village looking for his next adventure.